Det går opp og ned her I verden. Det gjør det. Ja da, mine damer og herrer, det SV-podden, episode 176.
Hei, hei.
Og det noen tvil, så det ikke bare ungdommen som ustabile. Sandefjord fotball også meget ustabile.
Ja, det må si.
Det skal vi komme tilbake til senere. Mitt navn Jørgen Graner Hortvedt, og med meg I studiet har jeg Kenny Gistensrud.
God dag.
Har Leif Tore Markmann.
Ja da.
Ja da. Og så har vi en gjest da. Og de som har vært flinke til å være på sosiale medier, de har jo sett hvem det allerede. Mm-hmm. Hvis du ser på titlen på podcasten, så det også sannsynligvis hvem det Det Amer og Dagic. Velkommen.
Thank you. Good day, everybody.
Good day.
Yeah.
Very good.
We talked to you a bit before, but maybe we should do the whole podcast in Norwegian.
Yeah, maybe. Let's see. Next time.
Okay, we'll have you back in 6 months.
Okay.
The Norwegian.
Okay. Yeah? Okay. We agree.
Vi skal gjennom noen svært få lyttespørsmål. Vi skal bli bedre. på.
Få finne på noen egne selv da.
Ja, nå, ja det kan
jeg også. Til vårt forsvar da, så har det, vi har prøvd å få spillere på plass, og så det noen som ikke kan, og så spør vi, og så må vi kan ikke spørre en før den første har svart, og så videre. Nei. Så vi fikk svar av Amer litt sent, og derfor så fikk vi ikke posta spørsmålsgreia på SOSMED.
Nei.
Fisk nok.
Så vi har bare to lyttespørsmål. Det nesten sånn at jeg vurderer å ikke spille Ardingen.
Ja. Det jeg synes
jeg synes det kanskje.
Det ditt valg, og det forstår jeg.
Hvor lenge tid jeg hører på jinglen enn å få svar på spørsmålet, altså.
Vent da. Sånn?
Ja, der var det. Delvis.
Det veldig bra.
Ja. Okay, Amer, we have asked our listeners for some questions for you, and okay. We posted a little bit late. so
no question.
Yes, there's two
questions. Okay.
But not as much as normal,
okay.
I would say.
We might have some of our own.
Yeah, we used to have maybe 30, 40 questions.
Okay.
Now only two.
Four, six, seven. first one out, Matthias Myrseth. He thinks that you've been very good this year, and he wonders if you're soon 100% back match fit.
Okay. I think also.
Very good.
Yeah, very good. So, I mean, I hope I'll be like soon back. I mean, I'm there, just need some like trainings, match fitness again, and hope maybe can be there at this weekend or at least next weekend for sure.
Very good.
Yeah. That's good.
Yeah.
There's a lot of injuries going on lately, so...
Yeah. It's a lot of... And maybe this now part of Europe, and it's a little bit... The season comes in the last part, so... Yeah, it's normal, maybe it's normal thing, so we need everybody.
Is it much the same injuries as well? Is it hamstrings and...
muscular things?
In the beginning it was like that, now it's not actually. In the last game you can see Brice and Vidar also got kick in the ankle, so... Yeah, it's not pretty much the same, but we have some like muscular problem before.
Okay. the second and the last question is
bring it.
is from Tushi83 at Instagram. Is that someone you know?
Snodig fyr. Nei, han vet ikke han.
He wonders if you look at Ken Inge here.
Oh. Yeah.
Can you believe that he has an even more handsome little brother in the real world? Do you believe it?
Is that possible to believe?
No.
That's not the real question. Yeah. I just wanted to please him because he's been asking that question for 3 weeks now. He wonders if there's any areas of your game or skill set that you want to improve in terms of your position on the field.
Of course. A little bit. I want to like put some more statistics in my game, so give more maybe assists and be more involved in finishing actions. Maybe score some goals, because in like last 3 years, especially last 2 years in Brann, I play like more defensively than here. So I get used to it already to be. But I came there as like interloper or more offensive player, but I played more defense role, so for me this is something I want to play, so just I hope so on the way back I can be more involved in put some goals
Good.
And finish the actions. Yeah.
Do you
yeah.
prefer to be more offensive than defensive?
Yeah, like I could say like central midfielder, maybe it's the best way to say it, but I prefer to be also offensive. Yeah.
Yeah.
And if you take a guess, how many goals have you scored in your career?
Not much.
Do you have the
because no? almost like last 4 years I play like number six, so not many in options. So, but I assist quite a lot before. So. Mm. I wasn't like always like the goal scorer, but I mean I was the assist man more than I'm doing I did last couple of years. So I mean finishing actions also mean like give maybe the last pass and those things.
Mm. Yeah. Of course.
Yeah.
And like a hockey assist.
Yeah. So
yeah. Number three. Yeah. That's also good.
Yeah.
Se, nå fikk jeg spilt mye på det Torshitz, det var bra.
Ja,
det seriøse fikk du svar på, det andre kan vi bare
glemme.
Det får du avgjøre selv, vet du.
Ja.
Eller så får du spørre Marita, det kanskje enda bedre. Da får du svaret du vil ha. In terms of, how did you end up in Sandefjord? If you read the media, it seemed like you didn't seem very keen at the start when Sandefjord was interested. You wanted to stay at Brann, is that true?
I think it's a long story, a little bit to talk, but yeah. I mean, I will be short. I mean, in the beginning, of course, I was injured. There at a time when we sacked the coach last year, and like in August, and then the new coach came, and then from that time I was injured all the time, almost till the end of season. So he tried to build a new team, and I don't have opportunity to to show him I can be also in the squad for the future. He changed almost all team, all the players who were there last like 3 years, almost left it. Mm. So my point was on the way back, try to train first and convince him I can be there because I still had there like 2 years contract.
Yeah.
But I came late after in the preseason because I had Corona and those things. So almost the first time when I talk about interest from Sandefjord, I wasn't already in training there. So I don't speak with him. I want to speak with him. Like, and first time when I speak with him, I'm not in his plans. And I mean, and then I just start to talk again with Sandefjord, and I'm here now.
You happy you are here?
Yep.
Very good. Yep. We are too. Also.
Yeah, we are also very happy.
We are. Do you have any questions from our,
usual ones?
Yeah.
Yeah, we can start by asking, when did you start to play football? How young were you?
Start to play football. I mean, when I know for myself, I'm shooting ball, play with the friends like in school and those things. But for real train, maybe I start like 15 years old when I was 15.
15?
Yeah. I mean, for training football regularly, every day. I had some time maybe when I was 12 or something, like 6 months, maybe a little bit less when I train. But after that, I was training also basketball when I was younger. I mean, when I went in school, I play football every day almost. So, but I don't train like on it. Don't go like, I don't know, in some club and be like with other kids just daily basis. I was just playing like I can say, for fun with friends, with all the people also. So maybe that give me... I don't know. I grow up a little bit faster, maybe, because when you play against older brothers, so like friends, and they're much more physical than you. And, and of course, that's maybe helped me after in career. But I start to train like for really when I was 15.
Okay. So like, did you play organized basketball?
I was in like in school team almost all the time. That's almost the same. But I played. Yeah, I like basketball.
Me too.
but I saw when I don't get, I wouldn't be like too much tall, you know. Yeah. Then I need to go for football. But but yeah, I like basketball.
When did you get your first professional contract?
Like 17 years old, maybe 17.
So two years of organized training.
Yeah,
and
yeah.
Then you got pro.
Yeah, yeah. I mean, playing like in second division in Bosnia.
Yeah,
that's pretty decent.
My first my club.
Yeah.
So, But that's decent. I mean, it was like just. I mean, I was there in this yacht under 17 and under 19, and I don't play too much for the first team. I was in squad, like young players have some minutes and those things. But then in my last year, when I need to go like in professional football, like in the first team, when I finished with under 19, and we moved in the first division. So I had good preseason, and then it just came like so quick, and yeah.
What was the team? Which team was it?
It's from my town, Gradina Srebrenik.
Okay.
Yeah. So the year I finished with almost this youth like under 19, we went to the first top division, and I was like in preseason maybe as from like I don't know 20-25 players. Was 25th, Then I don't know. It just worked like it is.
How old are you now? 28.
Yeah.
So you've been playing professional for like 11 years.
I can say like that.
Yeah.
Not much. So maybe if I start earlier, you know, maybe I get a bit worried now. But I feel okay still. So.
But now you can go till you're 40. So that's good.
I can, but I don't think so.
If you noticed, I walked a little strange when I came in. That's because I played basketball yesterday after 2 years absent from training. So
that's very stupid.
No,
you have to start very slow. We don't have to go just.
No, but the muscle memory is there, right? So you just go full speed, no problem. Oh, but it was hard, yeah. And I'm not tall as well, so.
You need to find the right.
Yeah, but I blocked a guy that's almost 2 meters. So
okay.
I did something right.
Okay.
But that's probably about it.
Oh, he was very bad.
Most important thing.
He wasn't. I just have to ask, since you're from Bosnia.
Yeah.
Do you know Admir Rasic?
Yeah, I know him. I watched him when I was like young. And I know actually he was here.
Yeah.
I follow. It was actually that time was maybe two or three or four more guys from Bosnia, maybe.
Yeah, Fenan Salcinović.
Yeah, he was also here. Yeah. And
Samir.
And Samir, yeah, he's still here. Yeah, he's still here. And also, I mean, one more guy was here. Like, he's maybe Brazilian guy, but he was playing Bosnia. I remember Marciano or something.
Yeah, Marciano.
Yeah, because he played Bosnia for some clubs there also for some years. So
okay.
I know him also.
Admir Rasic is a cult hero in Sandefjord.
Okay.
And most of people hate him because he usually sat at a cafe smoking.
Okay.
We're not training.
I heard some stories.
Yeah. And he had a decent salary.
Yeah, I think he was the highest paid player in Sandefjord history almost. but he was a good footballer though. He just didn't show it here. That's the problem. Yeah. Is he highly rated in Bosnia?
Is he
highly rated?
It was at the time, you know, because he wasn't play actually there much. Maybe some years in the beginning, and then he came back maybe when he was a little bit older.
Yeah.
Because he went also he been in China B several clubs in I don't know, been here in Norway, but he was he was like so tough to fight with his physicalities, and he was good striker there. Yeah.
Yeah. I was one of the few that that liked him.
Oh, me too.
Good. Probably us too.
The only ones. You are the two.
Actually, in my first year, I think I played against him when I was 19. Yeah, in top division when we went in the first division. I play against him. He was so tall and strong when I saw him. And
big guy.
And because I start like slowly, I said to you, I wasn't be like the one who use a lot of like gym and those things. I was mostly like natural, even when I was 19 years old. I don't have too much muscle on myself. And when I saw him just next to me, I was scared a little bit.
I can understand why.
Senior football.
I said, what is this?
If you weren't a footballer, what occupation do you think you would have?
I don't know. I was quite good at school also. So I was supposed to go. I stopped it actually to go when I finished like high school. I want to go for the next level. And I stopped to see how it football will work 1 year, and then yeah, it will work in the end. So I don't know what should I be. Maybe.
Did you have any topics or subjects that you liked especially?
I was always good. I mean, like sportsman always, but like despite of that, maybe chemics, maybe something like that.
Yeah.
Ooh.
Yeah, and like physics also was okay.
So are you thinking of being a coach when you're Finnish?
Career?
Yeah.
I don't know. I mean, still don't think, but I don't think so. I think it's a hard job like now, but I think it's going to be even more harder in the future because everything like changed. I mean, it's a totally different approach. When I was younger, I can imagine when maybe even more before.
Yeah.
20 and even more years, because when I grow up, I was in the, like almost in the other system to how it works. So now it's totally different. Maybe you never know what should I do, but I would like to stay in football. That's for sure.
Mm. Yeah.
Maybe in a role like working club, like, I don't know. I prefer more be like, in like
administrative.
Yeah. Maybe like
Bugge.
Yeah, maybe some that role is gonna be better, because I think being a coach, it's hard job.
Yeah,
it's really a real tough one.
I agree.
But that's a long way to go. It's 12 years before you stop playing. So.
You know, but you know, maybe I start late, then I finish faster than I so.
But if you were to go the chemistry way, maybe you can get a job at Jotun as well. So maybe you would have ended up here.
Yeah.
Or a grass manager.
Grass manager.
That's chemistry.
You think?
Biology.
Brilliant. Do you want to go back to Bosnia soon, or are you comfortable being here?
I mean, I'm here in this now fourth year. I was thinking, to being back there one day, but I don't think so. Maybe it will happen in next, I don't know, 2 or 3 years. And I mean, feel comfortable here, like in Norway, especially here now, like because it's. Good weather also, compared to Bergen. I was there for 3 years, and maybe when I talk with the coach and he see me, don't see, and I think see this weather, maybe I can go also. So I mean, I don't know what will happen in near future also, but it's possible also to stay here. Yeah.
But for now, you like it in Sandefjord.
Yeah. For now on, for me, it's like it. I mean. The people, like treated me, and when I came also, like dressing room, the most important thing. I had a good connection with the guys there, and so, for now on, it's good.
We've had quite a few players here, both former players who are in the club now, and almost everybody which has had been in other clubs, they talk about the very good culture that is in the dressing room here in Sandefjord. Yep. Almost everybody talks about that.
True. Mm. Vi snakker om det forresten. Hvis dere har noen ønsker til noen gamle helter som dere har lyst til at vi skal ha i studio, send oss en melding eller en kommentar. Da.
Godt mulig
vi kan få til det. Ja, skal vi prøve å få til det.
Det har vært artig.
Ja. Admir Rasic for eksempel.
Admir Rasic. Is he back in Bosnia? Do you know where he is?
Actually, I don't know. I don't care for him.
He's not a Facebook friend.
No.
Not yet.
Do you have any family here, or are you living alone?
No, I'm alone now, especially after this COVID restrictions. You know, it's a little bit, like now I had good flights almost direct to my place. So if this situation, it isn't like it is, maybe it's going to be even better. Yeah.
Yeah.
But I'm alone here.
Yeah.
Brilliant. Skal vi gå litt videre da?
Jeg testet.
I alle verdens rike og land.
Jeg bare for kjøla.
Kampen som var.
Det var mer at når du for en gang skyld skulle lene deg vekk fra mikken, så kom det liksom lyd inn der likevel. Det var sånn der gyslig, fæl greie. Men det passer egentlig greit til overgangen inn til kampen.
Ja.
Sånn fæl og gyslig greie.
Ja, det var det får vi si.
Det var en trist stort tid av fotballkamp.
Ja, spesielt sammenlignet med den som var uka før.
Altså, det så berg- og dalbane.
Ja.
Jeg har litt trøbbel med å skjønne det der, ja, at man kan gruse Vålerenga på den måten, og så sliter man med å krangle inn et uavgjort resultat mot Mjøndalen, liksom.
Sliter veldig, jo.
Ja.
Can you explain that to us, Amir? How do you go from 5-0 loss against Sarpsborg, then one of the best games of the season against Vålerenga, 3-0, and then to the last game, which was brutally bad. And we're lucky
Let's
to get
go
one
with
point.
First two, maybe this was the last game and we know we have 1 week off after, so maybe we have a vacation already before Sarpsborg game. Nah, I'm kidding. I don't know. I mean, sometimes it's difficult to explain games because I don't be here. I actually been because I was injured. I've been 1 week before them. I was in Bosnia. So I don't, but the game before Sarpsborg, I don't know, it was everything like normal and I don't know what's happened. Maybe it's accident or something, but it's true. We start like the game in, like really bad and I don't know how to explain it because maybe just say it's not, it wasn't our day. I don't know. But then of course, after the, after that type of game, you need to respond the next game and we have like 1 week off and then we came back. I think we have, we had good week in training. And yeah, we had quite good game against Vålerenga.
Yeah.
Maybe the one of the best home, because we had some good games also that we were dominant and we show it. But this game was in the first half was we have like totally control, but they were also like quite okay, not like bad that day. So we can say we like destroyed them or something. And then in the especially second half was
decent one.
So it was 3-0 and this game now, I don't know. I mean, away games now it's gonna be a little bit more, much more difficult, because it's the last game in season and everybody fight for something, especially the ones who fight for stay.
Yeah.
And it's a difficult game and we weren't in good level, but maybe we show something we didn't show this year, because normally we play, we want to play like good, or and we. Even when we lost, we have almost we had good games. I mean, especially in some parts of the game, we have dominant, but we don't score or something, and then we concede. But this game, we weren't good. Maybe that day we feel it, and then like maybe we fight for something. We see we are not maybe there, and then in the end we got point. For me, it was it's important to maybe this type of games. As you said, maybe against Sarpsborg was like that. We conceded one and then we, I don't know, maybe stop to play, to believe we can do something. And we want to do it. Maybe you need sometimes to be realistic on the pitch. What's going on? Maybe it's
okay to get 1 point instead of chasing 3 points.
Yeah, chasing for going for more.
Yeah.
Maybe we learn something maybe from that game in Sarpsborg.
Does it have something also to do with the style or the type of play that Mjøndalen had? The way they are,
they change it. If you compare this first game here when we lost 3-0, it's never 3-0 game. But now they were better team. Yeah, we can say that. But it was 1-1. So I mean, they changed the way they play.
Mm.
And they credit to them because it's good to see, you know, like they also want to play more than they did before.
Mm.
So
they're a tough team.
Tough team to play against.
Yeah. They're very physical.
Yeah, very physical. Yeah, and too much set pieces. And I mean, you can control the game all the time, but when it comes to throw-in or the corner or something, you can concede goal, and then everything is changed. Then it's not the same game.
Nope.
So it's very difficult.
It seems like that's one of the things that they have, that they try to break up the tempo in the game. They go for the free kicks and take time on everything and just drag the tempo down so they can play on their strengths.
On their strengths, yeah. Credit to them for that. I mean, but this game, they don't show that this game they play. Maybe they look like, because they need to do it. They are like in position where they are and they need points.
Mm.
So it's not, maybe if they're leading, it's going to be a different game. So that's important thing when you play against them. If you give them the lead, then they will make slow tempo and play on what they want to play. So like I said, we got point. We also don't have maybe all the players on, it was a little bit injuries. So now Vega, it's also coming. So and Chris Kri was also not there.
Mm.
So yeah, you need also to have like full squad, so you can change maybe game from the bench.
Yeah, I agree.
We'll get into the fitness and stuff when we talk about the next game. Men altså, ja, Sandefjord var dårlig, Mjøndalen var gode, men det var jo bedregelig, helt forferdelig fotballkamp første halvtimen.
Kjedelig.
At det var, skjedde jo ingenting. Sandefjord hadde litt ball, men det var ingenting som skjedde.
Nei, det var veldig kjedelig.
Og så etter 31 da, så det plutselig fullt trøkk fra Mjøndalen. Storvik redder, Kreuzsikker redder på streken, tror jeg. Nakkim har en kjempesjanse som han burde score på. Men de skårer jo ikke.
Nei.
Og så det Vidar Ari da, som får en glimrende ball igjennom, og alene med keeper nesten, får kanskje det rast nok, hjørnespark. Og der skjer det. Kongen av Andorra, Mark Valles. Han står klar på bakerste stolpa han, og ballen ender opp på foten hans, så han drar tre på hel volley, via tverrlegger og i krøstanga. Altså, hva det med den mannen der? Ja, det var også, ja.
Det der er en konkurrent et av årets mål, altså.
Nei, den er med der, ja.
Ja, det er ikke, men den er med der.
Ja, det var brutalt deilig. Ja, og så urettferdig. Men er ikke hva da? That goal from Mark.
He went to kick it and run back.
That's not a typical defender finish.
No counter-attack. No. It was a good goal, really good one. With weaker foot to catch it in there, like this volley was good.
Was he supposed to be back there, or was he supposed to be in the box?
Maybe he wasn't supposed to be, but we take the corner because everybody was inside, so it's different. If we were like a little bit behind and go for the ball, maybe, I don't know this game, but normally he go for first spot.
Yeah.
But we were now almost in all 5 meters in the keeper, so he's just fight for position where you can get ball, so...
That's good football instinct there to be.
That's like a midfielder. He would think like that.
So that's
a good...
because when everybody is there, normally, yes, the ball will come in the first and it comes. So somebody from them just put it in the air more and then just fight for position and be a little bit lucky maybe to be in right spot. But still, it was difficult to finish even for the striker or left footed, and especially for him. But brilliant goal.
Yes, that ability to just score some amazing goals, really. Last year, we had the penalty kick that he wasn't supposed to take, but he just stepped up, took it, scored, and then the next week, diving header against Molde. it's brilliant.
He's difficult one at the set pieces, when we practice, and you never want to be to be with him in duel, one against one, because he is moving all the time. He's moving all the time because he's a good one, especially in offensive like set pieces, because he's always looking for space, and it's difficult to beat him.
He also has a very loud breathing technique, I've noticed. Do you get stressed when he's chasing you? Because you hear when Mark is chasing you. It's
maybe it's because of that. I don't know, but it's difficult with those guys, likes to talk a lot, a little bit. It can be annoying a little bit, but still, it's going to go away from me and and then he scores.
It gets inside your head.
I think it's that kind of guy, Mjøndalen har en sjanse til på tampen der. Skuddet til Brustad, nesten på blank kasse, etter at Storvik har vært ute og surret noe vakent i feltet der.
Ja.
Blir reddet av Moen Foss på strek. Enorm sjanse. Men, Sandefjord leder til pause.
Det gjør de.
Fullt fortjent.
Ja. Så tar det, etter en time spilt, da, så det dødball imot, selvfølgelig. Så det et skudd som går da via Nakkim og i mål. Han styrer den inn, men den treffer den vel mer. Og da har Mjøndalen presset på noe vakent, og de fortsetter å presse på noe vakent. Sandefjord har egentlig ikke noe farligheter i det hele tatt. Det et skudd av Krutovic, og så har Daddy's Boy to sånne
lomper.
Ja, det vel egentlig innlegg.
Ja, går nesten til kast på andre siden der.
Ja, så har noen som ruller. Det ikke noe farligheter.
Nei.
Men heldigvis så viser Mjøndalen hvorfor de så langt ned på tabellen. Det fordi de har jo ikke avsluttere.
Nei, det litt overraskende egentlig. Jeg hadde trodd Stokke skulle være der oppe.
Man fikk jo ikke spille.
Nei.
Heldigvis. If Mjøndalen had better strikers or better finishers, how do you think the game would have ended? Do you think you still got had gotten a point?
I don't know. Sometimes it's. I mean, it's. It depends. It depends. Sometimes maybe if they, you know, normally if they 1-0 for them, maybe they will play more defensive because like this they need to go for that. And we also when you had also good results, of course, maybe you don't want it, but you just a little bit go back as a team and try to go more for transitions and those things. So. Mm. But I mean, in the end, they have the, mostly chances. It's from set pieces. I mean, it's credit to them; they are good in that. But we also score set pieces, so we can't complain this game.
No.
So I don't know. It's gonna be different game for sure. If they have maybe like the striker who was in good mood that day.
I agree.
Yeah. Totally agree. Nå skal vi åpne rar børs.
For det sjelden at det at det så lavert som det skal være nå.
Ja.
For det var ikke noe bra kamp.
Nei, det var ikke det.
We're going to take some player ratings now, Amir. You can choose if you want to participate or not.
Just go.
For de som ikke husker det, så det altså skala fra 1 til 10. Hvor 6 godkjent. Alt under ikke godkjent. Alt over bra eller mer.
Ja.
Storvik redder mye.
Ja, han gjør jo i grunn det.
Han har en feil der.
Ja, den boksingen som han
som holder på å bli scoring mot, men så blir det ikke det på grunn av Sande Monfoss. Men han har mye å gjøre i da. Og når han først når vi klager på at det vanskelig å sette karakter når han har lite å gjøre, så da tenker jeg han fortjener syveren akkurat den kampen her.
Ja, jeg også synes
jeg synes også det.
Ja. Det må du få noe gjort noe med uansett.
Nei, det er så tredje gjennom at det...
Har et par
hvis noen skulle stoppe det, så skulle det vært stoppet lenge før det kom til han.
Ja,
ja et par sånne såpehandsker, og så tar han veldig mye. Så det jo,
ja.
Det i hvert fall godkjent.
Ja,
jeg synes det syver jeg også.
Ja. Jens Møllers for 5.
Ja...
Jeg synes det vanskelig i bekkene noen god karakter her, fordi det skjedde mye rundt på kantene der, altså.
Ja, det gjorde det. Det gjorde det.
Og det femmer er egentlig, det er snilt det også, egentlig.
Ja, det synes jeg ikke, men femmer er greit, men jeg synes ikke det er snilt. Jeg synes det er helt ok.
Ja, det er i hvert fall ikke strengt. Det er i hvert fall ikke strengt.
Nei, det er jeg enig.
Mark Valle skårer jo, så han må jo få 7-eren.
Jeg synes han redder oss det siste kvarteret også. Jeg synes han kan nesten få 8.
Han er banens faktisk. Beste for meg, altså, uten tvil.
Sandefjords beste, ja.
Ja, Sandefjords beste. Ja. Unnskyld.
Jeg tror det, ja.
Jeg mener det når jeg sier banens beste.
Hvis ikke jeg hadde hatt han bak i der på slutten, så tror jeg det hadde...
Det er helt greit, jeg kan vipe den opp til
han. Han er jo overalt.
Ja, han er, det er ekstremt god kamp.
Mm. Ja. Kreuz ligger for 6 poeng godkjent.
Ja, jeg synes han igjen gjør det greit. Han har jo også en redning på strek der.
Ja, altså han er en sånn grusom passning, men...
Ja, den redningen på strek veier opp for den grusomme med god margin.
Ja, så er det godkjent.
Ja.
Sande Monfoss sleit litt der, men han gjør ikke noe dårlig kamp, men jeg synes femmer er nok.
Ja, det, han og Ian er vel litt på linje der omtrent.
Merker jo det at det var en stund siden han spilte høyre bekk.
Ja, men han gjorde seg ikke bort.
Nei, da, det gjorde han ikke.
Men det er vanskelig når Mjøndalen presser på, presser på, presser på, presser på. Får litt å gjøre da. Har du mitt signa?
Veldig usynlig, og han hadde faktisk et par feilpassninger i den kampen der.
Ja, det et par varianter hvor han prøver.
Grove balltapp.
Ja, han prøver en krosser her, det står jeg sånn. Men uvant av harmet å være.
Ja,
ja
det er sånn, ikke i toppen.
Mellom 5 og 6, tenker jeg nå.
Ja, det er det jeg også tenker.
Ja, yes. Da havner han jo på 5 nå, siden ikke vi deler ut halve.
Ja. Enig i det.
Ja.
Sander Isamøk da?
Nei, han også synes jeg på 5'er. Jeg synes han forsvinner synes helt. Ja.
Han er ikke helt på merke, men han er ikke helt borte vekk. Han har et par rørerunder hvor han, jeg ikke helt skjønner hva han tenker, men... Jeg synes det er 5'er.
Ja, for jeg har satt den på 4.
Mm. Det ante meg.
For meg er det bare 1-4 i den kampen her, men...
Ja, han gjør ikke noen store feil, sånn grove feil.
Nei, han jobber godt og sånn. Det er greit, 5'eren. Det er greit. Jeg har glemt å føre en ekstra ark mitt også, så det blir litt en jobb når jeg skal sette meg ned med vinglass og gjøre det. Kurtovic er den som har noen avslutninger mot mål.
Ja.
Så han synes jeg fortjener 5'eren i hvert fall.
Ja, det er enig.
Det er greit.
Det blir jo overkjørt
på lomper mann. Da, men allikevel.
Ja. Jonsson har den ene sjansen, eller så har han ikke så mye annet, egentlig.
Nei.
Så, nei, litt usynlig han også, egentlig.
Så femmeren er kanskje, det er kanskje for mildt. Kanskje han burde vært på 4'eren.
Nei, det synes jeg ikke.
Nei, jeg synes ikke han var noe, jeg synes heller han i midten skal få 4, og Jonsson får 5.
Ja.
Du har vel han i midten på tre, du tenker.
Nei, jeg har han på fire faktisk. Ja. Det er Alexander Utveter altså.
Ja.
For han er usynlig. Altså han er jo ikke med.
Han fikk han ikke til mye. Rett og slett.
Jeg skjønner ikke. Jeg, altså, hvor blir det han ene der? Når Mjøndalen peser på, du sier du har kjøpt en bakromspiss.
Ja.
Altså.
Det kan hende at han er såpass ut av form at ikke de stoler på
20 setten. 20 minutter da.
Ja, jeg vet ikke. Det er,
Hva er det du tveter skal drive og presse på midtbanen for der da?
Nei, det er godt.
Trenger ikke noe press der. Du trenger en som kan kontre, så det er noe trussel.
Mm. Går han sette inn en av kantene i midten der også, hvis du er helt ute og kjører liksom.
Og det var jo den andre kanten, synes jeg.
Ja.
Stakkars Franklin fikk ikke til så mye. Han har de to innlegga da.
Ja.
Som nesten blir mål.
Men, jeg synes de heller kan prøve å bytte de to vingene, altså. I løpet av den kampen. I stedet for å la han få slite ut på venstre side der, og så sette han opp mot Solberg Olsen, som hadde slite med farten hans, liksom.
Ja, jeg skjønner ikke det heller.
Nei.
Det burde vært gjort etter første gang, etter min vurdering.
Men vi satt André inn på venstre, da. Ja. Tidligere, ja.
Deres på fire, er det for strengt?
Nei, det var ikke bra det der. Det var ikke det. Han, bortsett fra et par innlegg, så... Ja, han sliter veldig.
Mhm.
Jeg synes det er synd det kan bli byttet over, ja, også. Men det er jo sånn det er, da. Ja, så det er en ganske svak børs her.
Ja, det går, det svinger. Det
er en svak kamp også.
Ja, og ganske heftig børs uka før.
Ja, det er sant. Ja.
Det som er positivt da, er at vi endte vel på tiende etter runden likevel.
Ja, ja, ja.
Det er så, sant.
Det stemmer. Ja. Let's move on from this shit.
Kampen som kommer!
Neste kamp, det er Stabæk hjemme. Stabæk må vinne. For de ligger sist på tabellen.
Ja, og det er det tre lag med 13?
To.
To med 13.
Mjøndalen fikk jo ett poeng også.
Ja, nå er det 14.
Sandefjord bør jo vinne.
Helt klart.
Stabæk må. Stabæk har 12 poeng bak Sandefjord.
Ja.
Det er fire seire det.
Ja.
Det er ganske sykt egentlig. Sandefjord ligger, som du nevnte, på 10. plass. Siste fem har Stabæk en seier. Og det er for fem kamper siden, hjemme mot Sarpsborg 3-1. Og så spilte de uavgjort hjemme mot Mjøndalen, og så har de tapt borte mot KBK, borte mot VIF, og hjemme mot Viking.
Ja.
Det er ikke noe...
Gnistrer ikke av Stabæk?
Nei, det er ikke det.
Nei.
De sparket jo Janne G.
Ja.
Så ansatte de unggutten. Har ikke slått gnister ennå, som vi sier.
Nei, det er vel sånn klassisk at det går en sesong, og så blir det nedrykk, og så blir det skitbra igjen.
Det tror jeg også.
Mm.
Jeg tror han trenger et år der nede, for å samle de krefter og sånn.
Ja.
Spiller 4-3-3 nå, og det har jo egentlig for... Altså, hvis du ser på spillemateriellet, så kommer tilbake til laget etterpå, så er det forutsetninger for å spille ganske bra fotball her, altså.
Ja, de har hatt bra folk i mange år, så det er litt rart at ikke de, at det plutselig nå skal snu.
Ja. Og så har de hentet folk også, som er ganske ok.
Mm.
Amir.
Yes.
Stabæk at home. What do you think about that game?
It's an important one. I mean, if we show a little bit decent form at home, at least with performance, maybe not results was always there, but I hope so. Yeah, I think we need to, yeah, like... prepare well and have a good game and of course go for a win and it's gonna be maybe crucial points for us.
Yeah. And Stabæk is another team that is low on the table and they need
points.
Yeah.
Yeah.
They're gonna fight.
Yeah, they're gonna fight. Everybody will fight now. I mean, like I said, but as I said, we play home and the home games are important always because yeah, when you play you need to show it also. We had a quite good one, like against Vålerenga, and of course we want to continue in that way.
And does it help that you beat them away as well when you?
Yeah, of course, of course. It was, if I can remember, it was again after the Bodø Glimt, I think, game when we played there, and we won like quite easy because we scored in the right moment.
Yeah.
Of the game, but still we controlled the game. But it's gonna be different for sure.
Mm.
Also because yeah, like I said, like you said also, they need points. They will fight, but as I said, we play home and we need to be on top level and want to take 3 points.
Do you think they're gonna try to push you high, or do you think they're gonna stay low and wait for counterattacks?
I don't know. Most of the teams now staying low. Like they gave us, because in the beginning we fight for a possession, and we can saw it also after a couple of games, and the way we want to play, they don't like fight too much with us for possession. Mostly of teams, so I think they will also maybe be in like in some mid zone or like low press maybe, and yeah, let's see what we can do in that way. I think I expect they will come that way.
Yep. Jeg prøvde å plukke ut et lag her utifra spillerne jeg vet hvem er. Skytte er ute, han, eller skyte. Skyre. Han har 4 gule. Så da lurer jeg på om Haugen kanskje starter for en gang skyld nå. Altså, ja. De hentet gamle brandhelten.
Ja.
Men i mål så er det Sandberg, og så er det Ottosen og Vangberg. Og så har jeg byttet ut han som har spilt de siste kampene nå med Aman Kwa.
Ja.
Jeg tror Jo spiller.
Ok.
For jeg liker Jo.
Ja. Ja, det var, ja, jeg hadde håpet han skulle komme hit, ja, når han kom tilbake fra...
Ja, fra Danmark, ja. Det er en grunn til at både Jo og midtspissen som kommer tilbake etterpå spiller sammen der, for de var jo også i Hobro sammen.
Det stemmer.
Jensen på bekken der, og så tror jeg at Haugen, Solbakken og Gjelmyden kommer til å spille på midtbanen.
Jeg
tror de trenger litt frisk blod etter å ha tapt mot Viking hjemme. Solbakken er jo sønn til godeste landslagstreneren.
Ja. Selvaste.
Brukbar han. Og så tror jeg det er på en måte Sandefjordkjenninger alle sammen på topp. Fiti Masemi. På Alexander Kirkevold. Og så lillebror Norman Hansen.
Ja.
Det tror jeg de kommer til med.
Ja.
Og nå skal vi ta ut et lag.
Det skal vi. Det blir spennende.
Lesti avisa at det er litt skader ut og går. Pris er ikke klar.
Nei, den så vond ut. Ja. Det var vel den var en klassisk god gammel overtråkk, eller? Så som beina hans snappet når han landet.
Så ikke bra ut, i hvert fall.
Nei.
Kri er ute.
Kri er ute, ja.
How is the fitness in the team now, Amir? Can you say anything about injuries?
I don't know. I mean, today was a couple of players inside. The ones who play game and also the ones who are like... not there, so let's see. I hope it's going to be a better picture till the end of the week. Yeah, we don't know. I don't think so. I don't know what Bruce for sure will be out. I don't know. He take MRI today. I think we wait for results.
Okay.
And Mats, he had something with his back or something?
Mats was also inside today. Yeah, I think it should be also okay.
And you, are you training for full this week?
Not today, tomorrow, let's see, but I hope I can be, because last week maybe it was a little bit overload because I was back for like long term, like 6 weeks. So I did maybe a little bit more than I thought I can, but of course when you feel okay, not any issues, you want to train every day and then be as soon as possible on the pitch. So I hope, I think I can also be in the squad for this week.
We also hope so.
Yeah.
But you're not match fit to start.
No, not. I don't think so. Oh. I will need some time now because I'll see it. Because last week I trained, I was feel okay. I feel okay actually, but not like maybe for starting, especially after this one. Need to be a little bit like,
careful.
Yeah, careful and secure. Like I can push like 100%.
Yeah.
So hope I can be ready for some minutes. I mean, for being in the squad this week.
Yeah. And Vidar, think
he's Vidar okay. Also got kick, but I think he should be okay. But it's also a real like bad one. It's swollen the ankle also.
Okay.
He got the kick, but it's kick. It wasn't like he twisted or something.
Okay.
So I think he should be okay also.
Der har vi skadeoppdateringen av dere.
Da sliter vi på høyrebekken da.
Ja, det sant, ja.
We
hope that Mats is back.
That will help a lot. Yeah. I mean, I think it should be back. And I don't know Vega how he doing, because he was also. I mean, he was in training there when he was in Costa Rica with his team. Like he trained there, but it was a long way when the last day when he signed, and now he came here. He was in quarantine, couple of 7 days, almost 8, something like that. I don't know. So I don't know.
If it's match fit.
It's match fit, but he was training this morning, so.
And that was the first training?
Yeah, first training for him.
Yeah.
Yeah. good backup though.
Yeah, it's good to have on the bench.
We're going to pick the team that we want to play, not necessarily the team that is going to play, but the team we want to play. So also here you can choose if you want to say something or not. Okay. But you'll hear the names and then...
I don't want to be a coach, I said.
No, that's right. We all do though.
You can pick yourself.
Nei, men det vel Jakob I mål vel. Det vel. Den grei. Mm. Og Brice ute, så vi må satse på at Mats tilbake igjen.
Ja, eller så blir det Sander der ute da.
Ja. Ja, Mats eller Sander da. Mm. Jeg holder Mats som første valg.
Ja, vi tar Mats. Vi plukker Mats. Og satser på at det I orden.
Totalt unødvendig å endre noe på bekkrekka ellers.
Ja, det blir som den blir.
Det Wales og Kreuzrigler og Smoilers. Ja. Smoilers.
Smoilers.
Og Harmit Singh har ikke spilt seg ut av laget, selv om han hadde en...
Nei, vi satser på at det bare var en dårlig dag på kontoret. Ja.
Og så har vi ikke som... Jeg jo skadet
også. Ser jeg også skadet, det sant. Ja, så det blir jo fort Krutovic og Risan igjen da.
Mm.
Det gjør jo det.
Ellers så skulle jeg hatt han.
Ja, men han jo ikke klar igjen, så da, da får vi bare vente da. Ja.
Okay, da må... we start with Risan, and then you come in half after 45.
No, I will put the same team as...
As us?
As Vålerenga. Vålerenga met, so yeah. Yeah, let's see how it works.
Det hørte så bra ut da.
Mm.
But then Kree has to be
Kree,
fit.
Kree maybe, yeah, I don't
Der
know.
Kan vi putte inn André
Situation
fra start.
André is also, yeah, he's chasing now, he's being back, look good, fresh in training. So.
And he's supposed to be Indre Løper, or is he...
Yeah, he was changed a little bit, especially in preseason also, because in the beginning we missed the striker, like almost whole preseason, so he plays some games like a striker, but he's more like Indre Løper, yes. Mm. But he can play in... position wing, in the wing also because he's offensive player so I don't know.
Ja, vi jeg vil ha han som vinge og Franklin god han men han trenger litt mer tid tror jeg.
Det tror jeg også.
Litt mer selvtillit.
Så gjerne at han får prøve seg på høyre kanten. Tror jeg han best.
Ja, kanskje. Ja. Så vi satser på at Vidar også tilbake igjen.
Ja, Vidar på høyre og André på venstre.
Ja. Og så blir det jo altså
vi har ikke så mye valg der oppe da.
Nei, altså Alexander Utete må jo bare
steppe opp og opp i ringa.
Ja, for han må bevise nå etter den forrige kampen at han, han vil noe.
Mm.
Ikke bare løpe. Han god til å løpe. Ja, han må ville litt med ball også.
Han skårte jo mot Stabæk sist.
Ja, det sant, ja.
Så da kan det hende at han har noen triks på lager der.
Ja. Mm. Ja, det jo å gå på egen retur, det.
Ja, ja. Funker det.
Nei, men jeg... Sats på Rutveter, og så kan han igjen komme inn for nå, må vel han begynne å få litt trening innen bors. Talk about big fellas. You talk about Mark is difficult to defend against. How is Anene to defend? Have you tried it?
Not yet.
He also looks kind of difficult to defend on dead balls.
On dead balls.
Set pieces. Yep.
Maybe, yeah.
Maybe,
but with Mark is difficult, as I said. Difficult with him, he talk, he move, and because we practice actually, we practice good a lot. I mean, we practice set pieces, offensive defense also every week. So normally, I don't like when I'm in the other team than Mark. So.
So every time you play against Mark you say shit, I'm injured.
But normally I need to go on him because I'm also going like in area where we take when you take the player so normally I go for him. I mean it's also a little bit I want to chase with him so.
Yeah. It's prestigious.
It must be good practice though.
Yeah.
David tatt ut laget skal vi tippe resultatet da så først I gang. Since you're not a coach, maybe you're more of a betting man. We usually have a result tip. Do you want to have the result against Stabæk?
Against Stabæk. If I'm thinking like a betting man.
Yeah.
I don't know. I would like to have win like 1-0 win, you know, but let's say... I think we can have a good one if actually good things well. Maybe it can end like 1-0 game.
Yeah? Who do you think will score?
I expect maybe everybody may expect more goals, but I will say 1-0 for us. Who will score?
From a
last game is scoring the Lopers at home. Vidar is there. Alex maybe can score.
Alex, yeah. It's about time now.
Yeah.
Ja, Kenninge, vær så god.
Ah, jeg går for 2-0, ja da.
2-0, ja.
Ja, den fin. den Alex, fin. Ja. Tror jeg.
Ja.
Og Mark, tror jeg, putter på corner.
Ja, Mark, you've sold Mark very well this podcast. Mm. in terms of offensive.
All the money on Mark.
Fantasy team, straight
No, but he has been hungry last three games. You can see that he wants to play. So, yeah.
Good bet, tror jeg. Leif Tore?
Den evige optimisten, jeg sier 3-0.
Ja.
Ja, jeg gjør det. og så slenger jeg på Alex jeg også, da, siden jeg gjennom at han...
Siden han skårte sist.
ja. Vidar tar en til. Så tenker jeg kanskje han drepet her henne.
Ja, det hadde gjort noe.
Nei.
Ja, hvorfor ikke?
Fint det. Jeg tippet 3-1, det gikk jo så bra sist, jeg tippet noe annet med 3-1, så da gjorde du ikke det.
Nei, jeg gjorde jo ikke det. Nei. Jeg hadde tenkt å tippe 1-1,
jeg. Ja, ikke sant? Ikke det gjerne. Nei. Det var dumt av det egentlig. Mm. Nei, jeg tipper 3-1, og jeg tror også Mark skårer nå, jeg kan ikke si noe annet til denne podcasten her. og så tror jeg Nene kommer inn og putter på huet.
Mm.
hvis ikke han blir hostet bort av banen av Leftore, så tror jeg også André
kommer til å putte.
Ja, men det bra.
Ja, det fint det.
Det goodie.
Goodie. Det jo bare til å kjøpe billetter.
Kommer ikke 500 bortefans nå, for å si det sånn?
Rekord på stadion for denne sesongen. Kom igjen, folkens.
Rett og slett. Det ikke vanskelig. Du går inn på Sandefjord Fotball sin nettside, og så finner du billettinformasjon der. Så trykker du kjøp, så betaler du, så er du klar.
Dyrt, det ikke dyrt engang.
Kan du du må ha en koronatest, hvis ikke du har...
Det blir ikke det.
Det blir ikke det?
Nei, det bare å komme.
Se det, det bare til å komme. Amir, thank you so much for coming to us.
Thank you.
It's been brilliant.
Yeah.
I hope you are fit enough to play against Stabæk. Then I'm sure we'll win.
Yeah.
Glemmer det. Ta med dere folk, kaffe og hund og alt som
Kom.
Kom.